Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. I'm Elizabeth Benton. What I want to share with you today actually came from a post I saw on Instagram from Dan Coe. I'm always interested in what he has to say. He posts a lot of thought-provoking ideas, and this one really landed with me. He said, "The only thing more painful than pursuing the highest version of yourself is not pursuing the highest version of yourself. Because here's the deal. Doing the work to achieve your goal, it can be painful. There's going to be discipline required. There's probably going to be some missing out. I would say there's definitely going to be some missing out. And it's hard to see in the moment, but it's really true that it's harder ultimately to not do those things, to live with the longing, to live with the striving, to live with the disappointment, with the starting again and again and again and again and again. And so in that moment where you're facing the hardship that represents doing what it takes to reach your goal, invite in the perspective to remind yourself that while, yeah, it feels tough, it feels hard, it's actually harder to not make the progress, to not achieve the goal, to not get where you're trying to go. And, you know, I've really seen this to be true so many times in my life. Getting out of debt, for example, it was not easy. It was absolutely not easy. But it was way harder to live with the frustration and the stress of feeling like my money was already spoken for before it even hit my bank account. Like every single dollar that hit my bank account immediately went out for something else that was owed. I also saw this in losing weight, losing over 100 pounds. Yeah. There were times when I didn't want to do the work and I just wanted to indulge or binge or skip the workout. Those moments weren't easy. But it was infinitely harder to live with the sense of disappointment when I would let myself down, when I would not do the work, when I would make excuse after excuse after excuse. And this is something that we have the opportunity to hold in our mind, not just hear once and then let it go forever. Hold in our mind, come back to again and again. Make this be the default way that we think about things. The only thing more painful than pursuing the highest version of yourself is not pursuing the highest version of yourself. We'll see you tomorrow.